When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
And go. Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on, man. Hit that ooh, shit, man. Come on, let's go. Come on, come on. Come on. Oh, come on.
You're man, scared. No,
get that shit. All right. Your turn.
Oh, I did this one.
Just looking at you.
Oh, my God.
That shit is no joke, bro.
Oh, babe, your eyes.
I feel like I drowned in a pool.
Yeah, no, bro. That's literally what it feels like.
Oh, my God.
All right, Austin, you ready?
Shit, baby.
Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy, AZ, a.k.a. Daddy Z. And to my right, we have the two special guests of the evening.
Two special guests.
Mm-hmm. Brother Sebastian.
Sebastian.
I didn't catch your name.
God.
And Gigi, yo, what's up? Dude.
Mr. Cell.
And to their right, we got Young. Austin, the Stallion of Gwinnett is what they're calling him. 6'3", 175 pounds, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
0-1 in the streets.
Oh.
Yo, dude, this is fucking awesome. Dude, it's been a while since I've seen you. We used to know each other back in high school. You know, like, we came a long way. I think the first thing that we could talk about on, like, to start the episode is how we've came from being in high school to, like, now. It's been, like, what? Seven years for us. I think it was six for you,
yeah,
right?
Six years.
We're 2019.
In high school, yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you changed. Oh, shit. We're not even
lying. Oh, my God.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Wait, is that recording?
Yeah, this is recording. Okay, these are already live, so that's cool.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, now we're live. I guess we have to do it again.
No, we don't. tell me a little bit how you guys, like, both of you guys have changed from, like, high school and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So me, I feel like.
How were you in high school? Like, describe what you were, because I've changed a lot as well, to be honest.
She was Ms. Fighter. No, she was a fighter. People.
Oh, are we bringing this up right off the bat?
Listen.
So he brought that up, bro. I have this. That's actually, that went like semi-viral, like back in the day before shit was actually viral, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I have this video, bro. Like, let's set the scene, okay? Let's talk about that day. Let's set the scene real quick, okay? So, basically, I've explained it before in the podcast where I basically started a mini fighting league at our local wing spot, bro.
Really
fucking insane, right? So this day, it wasn't even supposed to be you, which is insane. You were just there. Why were you there?
Because Valerie and Johnny had called me, and I was really close to Valerie at the time. She was like bestie at the time. So
yeah. Okay, so what? Two girls were gonna fight, right? She was friends with one of them, so they pulled up. We had like 20 people deep, bro. It was hella people.
It was the whole soccer team.
Yeah, they were there just to watch that fight, right?
Yeah.
And so they fought, boom, boom, boom. And then we all go inside a Buffalo House, right? To eat wings. It's funny.
Together.
That was so weird. It was like a post-fight like meal, bro. Everybody was just right next to each other. Black eye over here.
Valerie
was over here leaking on her shirt, eating fucking family fries, bro. That shit was insane.
Anna, can you pass a ranch, please?
After you fucking finished beating her fucking ass. Yo, no, and listen. So that was after them two fought, right? And then you guys were heading out.
Yeah.
And I think
She said something? Yes.
That's not how I remember
no,
it.
I remember exactly how it went.
So take me step by step how that went through.
Okay, so I remember Valerie and Anna had just fought. And, like, we know we sat down and ate, right?
Right.
And I had just got my ACL repaired because I had torn my ACL. And I was in crutches.
Fighting with a torn ACL.
I had just came back from surgery. So
really?
I came into Buffalo House with my crutches. I remember putting them against the wall. And I remember we were all eating. And then Anna gets up to leave because, you know, it was time to go, right?
Right.
And then I was like, well, me being me back then, I was like, well, I'm going to continue talking shit. Like, I don't care. Like, you can beat my ass. Like, I don't care. And then she was like, just don't make me go over there and beat your ass. What? What do you mean? Come over here and beat my ass.
She said that?
Yes. Because I wouldn't have gotten up.
I don't remember that.
Because I wouldn't have gotten up. Because that's not my business.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So when she said that, I got embarrassed in front of all of y'all. I'm not going to lie. Right. Like, yeah.
Because everybody would hit the, ooh.
Yes, and they did.
Brother.
So I got up and
I
ran
she put
limping.
The fucking Nikes on, bro. And she fucking sprinted towards her.
Put my shit in sport mode real quick.
Yo, for real.
Like, okay,
and
so
Anna kind of sees it coming, but she walks out.
Yes.
Like, I don't think
and
she
I'm
thought
like
that.
Limping, running towards her.
Yo,
and I opened the door, and I remember I like dragged her and I pulled her down.
Dude, and she had wings. Yeah. Dude, she was carrying wings, bro. She was carrying like a full fucking platter of wings. So when you pull her down, the bitches went everywhere.
Dude, but I was fair because I let her get back up. I was like, oh, no, get back up. Like, come
really?
On,
really? I don't remember. Okay, so I wasn't there at that point. I pulled up after like mm-hmm. that happened.
When,
right?
When we were already hitting. I remember you coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're hitting, right? And then it actually wasn't even my video. It was Omar that recorded it. But I posted it. I was like, yo, can I have that? He was like, yeah, I'm not going to post it nowhere.
Right.
So if you go on my page, you can see that, like, they're fighting. By the way, funniest shit ever. They were wearing the exact same thing, bro. People in the comments were like, bro, when you pick the same character in Mortal Kombat, bro, it's fucking insane. Yeah.
Because it was the Sperry's. It was the pink, jacket from Pink. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the jeans at the time, you know?
Skinny jeans, yep. And then the Sperry's, bro.
But it's because she had fought Valor and got blood on her shirt. So that's why she took off her jacket that she had on. Because I remember she had a different outfit on when she fought her.
Correct.
And so her taking off that jacket, it made us look the same. Because I was already wearing a jacket.
Exactly.
But because of that blood, she took off her jacket.
Yeah, and then my friend Omar, bro, he's recording them. And then this fat fuck sees the fucking wings on the floor. And he starts recording the wings. He's like, oh, hell yeah, let me get that shit. And then some lady, you can hear it at the end of the video. Some lady was like, oh, you guys.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. They were like, stop doing that shit. And yeah, bro. But that was fucking hilarious. The fact that you weren't supposed to fucking fight that day. And it still ended up happening, bro. Yeah.
That's funny.
But I'm sure, no, like, beef. Yeah, Anna, fast no forwarding, beef. We were just going to say that. Fast forwarding, like, I don't think Anna cares. Like, it's like a funny thing. You know what's hilarious? I don't think I aired this out before, but I used to do, like, YouTube videos before I did, like, actual podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I had a funny-ass idea. I was like, dude, let me get Anna and Valerie in the same room. And let's have them react to the fight. So right. I put, like, I got everybody's POV of the fights and I compiled them together, you know, do like a fucking playback of like all different angles of the fight and shit. And they did it.
They did. They came together and did that.
Yeah, they did. Yo, shout out to everybody in the fucking live right here. They did. They came together. I got them in one room. We went to Anna's house and shit. It was really cool.
That's nice.
They were actually really
good.
Cool about it, bro.
Yeah.
And they reacted to it. But at the end, I'm not going to say who, but one of them did not want it. Didn't want me to post it. Only because they were like, dude, I don't want motherfuckers thinking I still care about Johnny, bro.
Oh, I already know that. I'm already knowing.
Hey, shout out Johnny and shit.
That's crazy. Fighting over that man.
I know. It's outrageous.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah.
Shout out Johnny,
shout out to you, brother.
Shout out Johnny, bro. But yeah, I mean, that's all the long segue to say, like, you know, we went from that. It was like, yeah, describe how you were back then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Since we're talking about character
development
and shit like that. Mm-hmm. How were you back in the day?
I feel like I was just really loud and mad at the world. And I felt like being aggressive and stuff and trying to prove myself was something that I did to you're not going to see the weak side of me just because I knew I was going through things. I just didn't know how to express myself.
Right.
And so I feel like me doing and acting like that came from just being an angry child, you know, and just wanting to be heard, I guess, in a way.
But what was like the root of that? You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of like angry children, like it usually starts from like broken households or like something like in the house.
So just to get deep, guys.
Oh, here we go. Let's go.
I might cry. Okay.
Here we go.
We don't have any tissues, I think.
So as a kid, growing up, I was very trusting of everybody. My parents made me always say hi to everybody. Just be very trusting, you know? Mm-hmm. And that led me to being by my own cousin.
Fuck.
Yeah. He doesn't live with us here in Georgia, but he is here in the United States.
Right.
He is now facing the worst karma ever. Like, he has the worst health issue. He looks like a literal blueberry now. Mm. Like, he is disgusting
like
to look at.
Like, swollen and shit.
Yeah. And he did that to me for like 3 months in my own house.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't even a one-time thing.
No.
Holy fuck. First of all, I'm so sorry to hear that. But it's like really cool and brave of you to share that because, dude, it's so common. Like, something like that is such a common thing. And most people don't air that out.
Yeah.
And so they feel like alone and they feel like very like, fuck. Like, I feel like the world is out to get me and shit like that.
And I feel like my parents, like, I would look at them and it's like, how do you not know? You know, like, I felt like I had such a dirty secret, like, and I didn't know what was wrong with me, like, you know, like,
they didn't. You told them, I'm assuming.
I told them when I was 21. Oh, like, right so before they having know. My kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So, dude, listen, that's fucking interesting that you say that, bro. I've talked to other people that have something similar, mm-hmm. and they say that they never tell, like, their parents or something like that. They waited till very long. There's still people that I know to this day that have not told their parents, like, that kind of shit.
Because it feels so dirty, you know? And I remember being pregnant at the time with my son, and I just felt like I needed something to feel liberated because I knew that I had, like, a carga in me, but I didn't know what it was, you know? Until, like... I was at one of my family's house in Tennessee and they were talking about rape and I was like, oh, like they just kept talking and talking. I was like, well, and my mom felt bad for the girl. And I was like, well, it happened to me and you didn't even pick it up. And I just like, I just said
shit.
It. And
no, what was her reaction to hear that?
She like froze. My dad he didn't hesitate. He was like, go hug her. Like, what the fuck? But she just froze. She had no idea. And so she started naming people. She was like, hey, was it this person? Was it this person? And when I said the name, she didn't even hesitate to like, believe me, because she, like, the second I said the name, it clicked to her. She's like, I know exactly when it would happen, because from 8 moving forward, I became such a, like, angry child, mm-hmm. you know? And I stopped being, like, a daddy's girl, and I always wanted to, like, grow up quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's insane, because I think, like, sometimes family tends to overlook other family members and shit. Mm. You can tell there's fucking weirdos in your family, but just because they're your family, like people tend to like turn a blind eye to shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that end, like shit like that ends up happening.
Yeah.
But I think we should make it like a regular normal thing to be like, yo, you're moving kind of weird or you're weird, or keep your kids away from weirdos. I don't care if you're my brother, my mom, my dad, bro. Mm-hmm. If you come in with some weird ass energy, bro, I'm keeping my kids away from you because. Dude, kids are so innocent and pure. Once you start seeing them, I mean, I'm sure you guys know it now.
Yes.
You see how, like, full of, like, they default factory settings, bro. They come out the vagina with, like,
trust
happy.
So much.
Yeah, like, happy and, like, fucking.
So much trust.
Yeah, so much joy and shit like that, yeah. And then, so, like, after that happened, like, you said that you became kind of like a different person and shit like that.
Very angry at the world, just very aggressive. And because I played soccer, it just amplified it even more because I was. You know, you learn how to be aggressive in that. And I feel like I would channel that in not just soccer, but in life. Like, I would just be aggressive with everything, you know? And that's at 8 moving forward is when I started taking soccer very seriously. Mm-hmm. And it started becoming very competitive and not a fun thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everything just started becoming, like, an arena for me. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
that is fucking, that's facts.
You know what I mean?
Somebody said... Weird is weird, no matter who it is, and that's facts.
Yeah,
that's facts.
Even if it's family,
that is facts. Yeah,
for real. How have y'all they spoke about it a little bit, but you guys are parents now and shit like that.
Yeah, we are.
So how have you deciphered or like selected who you guys let around like your kid and shit? Like, is it just like family or friends?
I feel like as parents, you just have that natural instinct to know Nah, that person is weird. I'm not going to allow my kid to be with them.
Yeah.
You know? Pick up a sense in a way, you know, especially me, because I've been through that. Like, I look at people way more intense now, you know, whether you're a girl or a boy. I have a son. It can happen to him, too.
Yeah,
you know
Facts. Yeah, we were talking about that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and my wife, we talk about that all the time. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, some people think just because they're boys and shit, like.
No, they're just even more probable just because they're boys. It happens, you know?
And, dude, I think about the instance all the time. Like, you know, when they get a little bit older and, like, you know, they have friends in, like, pre-K or kindergarten. They're like, oh, come sleep over at my house and shit like that. It's such a tough, like. Thing to maneuver because, like, I remember growing up, I always had a lot of freedom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and thankfully, nothing happened to me, you know, growing up and like that. And I had a blast. I had a good time. I'd always go to, like, my friend's house. My parents didn't give a shit, bro. I'd be out and they didn't even know I was gone for 2 days, bro. Dude. But I remember I had other friends that I'd be like, yo, come sleep over my house and shit like that. And, like, their parents wouldn't let them. And I could see that, like, the kid would kind of grow a little bit of resentment towards their parents and be like, fuck, like, my friends get to come over or these friends are going all over there, but I can't. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And it's just tough as a parent because, like, dude, you just want to keep your kid, like, safe and shit like that. Like, you know, under your own house with, like, nobody else, right? They're probably as safe as possible.
Yeah.
But when they're not with you, like, you just don't know. And it's such a hard balance to, like, damn, I don't want you to, like, be resentful towards me, but I also don't want you to get hurt.
Right.
So it's just,
it's such a fine line between that. Yeah.
Growing up, I was probably one of those kids that really didn't spend the night at friend's houses. Until I was maybe, like, 15, 16.
Was that because you didn't have friends or what?
I was young.
He didn't fuck with those Collins Hill kids.
Collins Hill, that, yo.
Hey, that's a Collins Hill too.
No, but yeah, it took
like, you just didn't like going?
My parents.
Oh, your parents?
They were
okay.
like restrictive of that kind of stuff.
And, okay.
You know, it took to when I was like 15, 16. I guess when they decided I was able to tell right from wrong mm-hmm. is when they let me do like sleepovers and go okay. out more.
Yeah, like thinking like back then I would be like, yeah, like if I was to be like a parent, I'll be like, yeah, go, you know, go. Like I thought, you know, it's your friends, it's cool. Yeah. But like now, like hearing like people's stories and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't let them.
Yeah, you're like, no.
I think you're better over here, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Natalie said you're so brave for sharing that. By the way,
thank you, Natalie. Shout out thank you, Natalie.
Yeah. So let's talk about like more about the character development. So mm-hmm. when did you? I guess did you eventually heal from that situation, or like what changed in you? You know.
Mm-hmm. So. I got into acid.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, that is insane.
Yeah.
Because
hard drugs. Fuck yeah. All right.
You guys didn't sign the do not do drugs in school when you were younger?
Yeah, for real.
I don't know what
come
that
on, guys.
That's crazy. So you did that like in a bad mental state?
Yes.
Like, cause obviously, you guys should not do that. In a bad, you should have like a good mental type
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
And what made you get into acid? Like you just you have like friends or
so my neighbor,
your neighbor,
neighbor. Oh, okay. Shout out the neighbors, bro. It's always the goddamn always neighbor. Neighbor bro.
So he had asked me one day. He was like, "Hey, like, have you ever tried like acid before?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "No, I only smoke weed. Like, I don't do that." And he was like, "Oh, like it's like a cool ass trip, like with visuals and shit. It's like mm-hmm. way more than weed." And I was like. Well, I'm being a rebellious ass teenager. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I had just graduated high school, so I had nothing to do, right? And it right. was that summer, and I remember I went over. Oh, it's so bad. I went over next door to grab it, right? And it was in a tinfoil.
Right.
And I thought it was just one dose.
Oh, okay.
That's insane.
Because yeah, I didn't know that you were supposed to split.
You were there?
It.
Yeah,
I was there. Because we've been together since I was a sophomore. But
holy
okay, so
fuck, high school I did not know that. Dude, that nice. Is crazy.
jealous. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, that he happened after I moved schools with my okay. character. Yeah, okay. So I remember Freedom, and I went over and grabbed the tabs, and I remember opening it up. I was like, oh, you only gave me one. No, you're good. You only gave me one. And he was like, no, I gave you two. But I'm like, okay, this... He definitely scammed me or something. You know? So I'm thinking it's just right, one. Right.
Yo, turn that one a little more that way because that one's not capturing you.
Okay, so I remember getting the tinfoil, and I remember I told my man, I was like, hey, I have it. Like, and I was going to hang out with my friend that day. Me being dumb and young, I remember popping it and being with her. I remember feeling so, like, when it hit me, it fucking
it's intense.
Hit me. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I need to hold on. And
but
I couldn't
you were scared?
Breathe.
You were like, fuck.
Yes.
Like, this is...
I could see everything on the floor. I'm talking about, like, everything.
Every little atom type
yes.
thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, yep. there, no. I'm like, well, I don't want to see this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember getting into... I remember my man picking me up from my friend's house. And I remember I told him, I was like, babe, I'm so sorry. Like, you as a man. Like, I just started thinking about everything. I was like, you're just a man, like, in this world, just right. trying to make it. I'm so sorry. Like, oh, you have childhood trauma that I don't know about. Like, right. I just started thinking about so much stuff. And then right. I started feeling guilty about myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm such an angry person. Like, why? Like, I looked at myself in the mirror. And, you know, they say they don't do that, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I looked I at myself in the mirror. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I could just see sadness. Like, that's all I would see, okay. you know? And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, some people that like avidly do stuff like that, they actually kind of encourage that because, like, yeah, it's a scary process to go through or a scary experience, but yeah. it'll hit you, like, you, yes. like you're about to say, like, it'll.
Yeah. And I remember, like, just looking at my parents because I remember I went home and I kept trying to take my makeup off and it just felt, I felt so distorted, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Disoriented. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I looked at my mom and I just saw her, like, in a way, like, I could see her aging. And I remember just looking at her and crying. I was like,
you probably started like getting older and older,
yes.
older by the second. Yeah.
And I felt so guilty because I was like, dude, she just cares about me and not. Mm-hmm. And I'm being so mean to her and
right.
like being like lying about where I'm going. Mm-hmm. She just cares about me, you know. And it just everything started setting in. Like my dad, I'm like, yo, these people have health issues. Like, like, you know, like mm-hmm. my sister, like she has feelings. Like these people outside of here have feelings. You know,
right. like it's crazy that you had to take that yeah. to realize that. Yeah. But it's like, wish that like people would come to more of those like realizations, like fucking epiphanies and shit, yes. like regularly without having to do that.
Yeah,
no, it
sucks
like that.
That I had to do it like that. But
me too, though. Me too. Like I it took me years of just experience, like bad experiences, to fucking come to great conclusions and right. shit like that. You know, so everybody gets there in different ways. But
honestly, I'm kind of like sad that I had to go, because I feel like people do, like you, like you're let's say like a year older, but you have way more wisdom. You know, right. with a year you get a lot of wisdom. Yeah. I feel like, you know, and I feel like with that, like yeah, it sucks I had to do it like that way, mm-hmm. but I am really really grateful that it did happen, because like I said, like it really made me think about other people but myself, because like I said, like I was just very mad and just wanted to be like pump my chest at the world, like no, you're not gonna be my ass, like you know what I mean. Like yeah. and just with my parents in general, and once it like that trip was over, I could feel a sense of like calmness and just caring for other people, like animals, just everything and right. every like I even feel bad if I use my car too much. Like,
yeah. Dude, that's fucking insane. I feel the exact same thing exactly, that you feel. Yep. I got a lot, like, and I categorize it like, yo, I got a lot softer and shit. But sometimes I look like fucking ants and shit. I'm like, dude, those guys are roaches, walking 1,000 miles just to provide for their village and shit like that. You give, like, inanimate objects, like, stories and shit and feelings and shit. I remember, dude, my wife did this shit with my car. My car, I stopped using it for, like, a year, and I put it like in the garage. She's like, your poor car. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this motherfucker don't gotta fucking this motherfucker don't pay rent.
Yes, and that's how some people are with dogs too, and like pets. Oh, like, it's just a dog, like you it'll be fine. Oh, no. I'm like, no,
bro. I have the softest spot for animals, bro. Mm-hmm. If I ever see like an animal getting mistreated, bro, I can't, bro. I'll start fucking bawling.
Me
bro.
Too. Or like when you see like those sad videos on TikTok, I'm like, oh, I can't. I
them bitches, bro. Hell roll.
So you would say that was a successful trip?
Honestly, in that sense, yes. I was very scared because you have to mm-hmm. hold on, you know, like right. and like mm-hmm. I feel like I had got like lockjaw in a way, because I couldn't stop like smiling.
Okay, that's cool.
Like,
yeah.
That's scary. Smiling, but that's I'm little, sad. Yes,
yeah, so, like Smile, the movie, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I felt though. Low-key,
I don't
though.
Think that's acid. I just think you're fucking crazy.
No, but it's because like, I'm telling you, I was just looking at myself in the mirror. I was like, dude, I'm not okay. Like, I'm mm-hmm. definitely a sad ass person. I need to get in tune with myself. You know, like mm-hmm. I need to work on things. Like, I need to work on relationship with my parents. I need to work on relationship with my man. Like, why am I so mad? Like, he's just here to try to help me. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I got really resentful towards him. Because, you know, I've been with him for so long. I'm not going to sit here and say we were together the whole time since I was a sophomore. But
yeah, same with us.
You know what I mean? Like, but he's been here the whole time. And I'm like, just so like, except like he's loved you no matter what, like you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him like for who he was, and I'm like, damn.
Well, I don't know what you mean, because I don't have any. But thanks for bringing that up.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, definitely one day. Sorry, continue.
But yeah, I just started looking at my man, and I was like, dude, like, obviously there might, but I don't want anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I looked at him, and I was like, dude, there's nobody else that I feel like understands like me in general, like from a kid to like now, you know, like you've seen me become a woman, like, and you've seen me make mistakes and still love me. You know what I mean? It just made me value him as a person and like things that he's gone through way more. You know what I mean?
Dude, I fuck with that heavy. I actually, there's times where I'll look at my wife and I'll think those exact same words I'm like, damn, bro. There's times where I fucking hate you, brother. But dude, in general, like, you're ride or die for me. You do a lot of fucking hard work for me, like, you know, to keep this shit pushing and shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you don't stop and like think about those things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you just think about them as like, oh yeah, I love them, you know?
But yeah, I was taking him for granted. I was taking him for granted, and I was like, dude, that's like not fair to you. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, I like, you deserve that king treatment to the max. Like, there's no, like, and I knew.
Head every night, brother. That's what we talk about, right, Austin? That's what we talk about. What are they talking about?
And so, like, our relationship definitely changed. And I feel like we started being honest a lot more with each other. Because he started tripping too.
Oh!
Yeah.
But never like me. Like, I feel like I was just trying to find like an answer. Because I'm not going to, like, after that trip, like, you go through like kind of like a, well, I did. I went through like a spiral. And like, I would love to trip. Like, and I would tell him, I'm like, come on, like, let's trip together. But his trip was always like, oh, like, cool visuals. Mine was always like trying to find the root of my problem.
Hell yeah, psychological and shit like that. Okay.
My trips were always like one tab. She was like two, three tabs.
Because I was sad,
you're
dude.
You're gangster, bro.
And at that's one point, insane. I was like, babe, like, your eyes are popping out your head. Like, I'm not okay. Like, and I was like, dude. And then I started realizing, I was like, babe, I cannot keep tripping like this. Like, fuck. Like, yeah. I think I have a problem. Like, like, for real.
Yeah, three tabs.
Yeah. Okay. No, and I just, like, again, it was just like, what is wrong with me? Because every time I would trip, I would find something else about myself. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what I like about it. That's what I like about tripping. Yeah.
Yes. Like, very mind opening. Yeah. Yes. And like, just with everything. Like I said, it's just, it was a good experience just because it did help me grow up a lot. It's sad that, yes, I had to do that to to be like that. But I am grateful for that experience.
Fuck it. However it happened, it happened. Yeah. So after that, right, you noticed all the stuff that was wrong and like what you should do. What are some of the steps that you took like to better yourself? You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, whether it be communication or like, you know.
I started communicating a lot more with every, like with my family, with him. Just like if they asked me what's wrong before, I would just get mad and scream like. Instead of just telling them what the problem was, you know what I mean? Like, it would just be a lot of walking around, like, what I wanted to say instead of telling them direct. Now yes, I'm very direct. You're asking me what it's wrong, I'm going to tell you what's wrong.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, whether it's my sister, whether it's my dad, or whether it's him, like, I'm very good at communicating now because I'm like, people can't read my mind. And that's fucked up that I get mad over something they don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yes, I'm working on
that. Take fucking notes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's better to be fucking direct. And that way that person knows exactly what's up, bro. Yeah. I was just having this conversation with my wife, bro. Yeah. Because she was over here mad at me because I wasn't cleaning. I was like, tell me to clean.
Just say it.
Well, she shouldn't have to tell you.
That's what she said. I think there's a fine middle that you can, you know, middle ground that you can, you know, because if you're pissed at something, instead of just being pissed, at least say it and then be pissed that you had to say it.
Yeah.
But at least I'm cleaning. That was where I was coming from.
Yeah,
because
my dad was like, "You no te leo la mente. Like, like nobody knows what you got in your mind. Like, you gotta let me know."
Thank you for translating. I was like, "What did you say?"
Yo, thank you for the gifts, bro. And make sure y'all hit that like button right there, bro. We're trying to get to 1,000 likes.
Yeah, dude, I had a bad trip though. Like my acid trip was fucking in.
Nothing like that. No eye opening shit. Son.
I've done it like 5 times. No, 6 times. I think the 6th time, the last time. That's when I stopped because I had a bad trip. Yeah, that's the problem. I went hiking and you should do it like somewhere where you're safe, where you know you're safe, like at your house, stuff like that. But I went hiking and the first part was amazing. Like you said, like I felt pure bliss. Like I was like, like it was just so great. Like I can't even, like it's just euphoric. Boom. And I was coming down. And I fucked up by smoking. I smoked, and I told y'all.
Hey, remember?
Change the wording because we're about to get restricted. Okay.
I messed up my lungs by sucking air through.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You guys understand what I'm trying to say.
They're saying in the chat, they're like, "Yo, chill. Talk about something else."
But yeah. So that happened, right? And I get paranoid when I do that, and I just started. I got stuck.
Really?
You know, have you guys ever gotten stuck?
Yeah, there's
loops.
Yes.
You guys getting loops?
Yes.
My
it's
loop
scary.
Was terrible.
I have
I kind of like, I was like out of my, I could see my body. And let me try to paint the picture. It's blue background and it's a mountain because I was hiking. So it's a mountain. And I'm going up the mountain like this because you go up, right? You climb around, you go in circle, boom, boom, boom. So that's me climbing the mountain. Mm. And when I reach the top, I die.
That's how you felt.
I get squished. Sorry. I get like it's like a big foot, like something like a quote unquote creator just stopping my life, basically. Oh,
have you ever thought about maybe there's a deeper meaning to that? You
know I feel
right?
like there is, but I just don't know. I think,
like an ego
I think I need
death?
To do it again. That's yeah. Probably, yeah. That's
let's try to decipher it, guys. What do y'all think that meant?
So this like explain
and it just happens. It keeps going. Like it's like I said, it's a loop. So it's just me going up the mountain and just splat every time. Like I just get like it's a big shoe just. Coming down on me every time, and I basically kind of felt the death, I guess.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt because it was quick, it was instant, it sucked. Like I could feel I could feel it. It's like this is a sucky feeling. Like, but it physically didn't hurt me because it was just quick.
Like
and
your
I was just
mind
stuck.
Felt heavy as fuck.
Yeah, I was just I was like, oh, and I kept going, and I kept like looping, I kept tweaking. I was with my friends, you know, Johnny. I was like, I need to stop right here.
I was gonna ask you, were you with Johnny? Yeah.
Goddamn Johnny, bro.
I got bad at him.
That motherfucker.
Nah, he's a good guy.
I remember one time we did a couple of tabs with one of my friends, Adrian. Shout out, Adrian.
Oh.
We picked them up and we went driving just around Pleasant Hill.
What?
Driving off. Like, yeah, I know. I was driving.
Yo,
I'm so sorry,
please
guys. Don't do that.
Anything y'all hear on here, we were like, do not 18, do. This is 19. Just information, brother.
It happened.
What is it?
But educational purposes.
Yeah, I mean, we were probably like, I don't know, 3 hours deep. So, I mean, we were like in it.
Mm, yeah.
And we were listening to ASAP Rocky. Don't ever
that's
do
all,
that.
Hey, dude, yo, I've, all, a lot of my friends do have done that shit, bro. They put on Lord Pretty Flaco Jody and it just trip out, bro.
Dude, this the visuals, it's the sound.
We were listening to The Kids Will Be Fine. I forgot what it's called. But there was this one part of the song where we just felt like we were getting sucked into it.
Like,
and we
like
were at
that.
A red light.
Damn.
And I don't know who, what happened, but we all just like snapped out. I'm like, yo, drive.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. Please don't do that, guys. Please don't do that. We were young and dumb.
Yeah. Somebody said, y'all should try the Gateway tapes on Spotify and try astral projecting.
Oh, I believe in that. Yeah. I definitely
you
believe
that?
In that.
What's
yeah,
that?
And dream alchemy and stuff like that.
Okay, so go ahead and talk to us about that because I don't know what the fuck that is.
Like astral projection is like where you can like sleep and you feel like your body's like levitating. Like in
holy
a way.
Holy shit.
Like oh. You like disconnect from your body. Like that. I felt like I could do that off of acid.
And then maybe Austin could find another disconnected soul. You're going to have to tap into the third dimension to find a fucking wife, Austin.
I will do anything. That is why I will do anything, bro.
Bro, oh visit God. Other dimensions.
Y'all give Austin a chance, okay?
Please.
So what are the benefits of that? Or why would anybody like want to do that?
Honestly, I feel like it just makes you, like I said, it's like an ego death in that way. Like, from the way I look at it. Mm. Like, it's just very in tune with yourself. Like what I would read about, it's just like, it's just really hard to explain. There's this thing called dream alchemy, like where you can dream and be like in another like universe in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, fuck it, I can't even explain it. I don't even want to get into detail just because it's so hard to explain.
Right, I understand. Yeah, that's interesting, bro.
But it's cool though. It's like disconnected from your body. It's basically what she's trying to say, you know? Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. We were speaking about ego death, but now let's talk about real death.
Oh yeah,
dude, how have y'all had any kind of deaths ever happen in your?
Yeah, this is where it's gonna get a little emotional.
Oh, here we go. It's all good. Hey, bro, we're a roller coaster over here.
So I remember around this time, before I get into death, me and my family had gone to Mexico because my mom was getting ready to say goodbye to her dad because he's like, you know, a little older. Fast forward, he's fine. We went to go say bye to him, but okay. So we went to go say bye to him and, you know, just have like final moments with my grandpa, you know. And, during that time, my grandpa, my dad's dad, is here with my husband at the house just by themselves, right? Mm-hmm. We come back home. He's the healthy one. And I remember when we come back home, like a day later or a week later, right?
It's like a week, yeah.
Like a week later. I remember there's always somebody at my house. I live with my parents right now. And I remember there's just always somebody there, you know, in a family home. There's always my mom or my dad, just someone or my sister. And I remember this specific time, there was nobody home, just me and my grandparents. I remember my man had left. He never leaves me. He's always with me, right? And that specific day he went to his mom's house for something. And I was home alone. I remember being in my room. And he slept behind, like, the room behind me. And I remember the walls were thin enough to hear what's going on, you know?
Right.
And I remember, like, hearing, like, like, hearing that through a wall. And
ooh,
I was, like
wheezing, like, hard to breathe.
Or trying to breathe, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember when people say, like, when you're about to walk into something, you feel it. You really do. You really do. I remember walking into the room. Oh, I don't want to cry. I remember walking into the room and seeing him, like, kick up. Like trying to like grab himself, mm-hmm. And my grandma's just standing there looking at him, like not knowing what to do. She's just standing there.
Oh, like in shock.
Yeah.
In trees,
like. Yeah. And I remember, I told her, I was like, "What? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with him?" And he just started taking off all his clothes, and like he just couldn't. Like he was so scared. Mm-hmm. Like I could tell that he was scared. And I remember it even got to a point where like I saw him like completely nude, and you know, like that's like he wasn't like that, you know, and
right,
and he was looking at me, he's like, just so like, and for a, you know, someone that you look up and admire so much, like it just hurt me so bad, like
right.
I
You're getting that's a bunch crazy. Of hearts in the chat, bro. We appreciate yeah. everybody, bro.
Thank you. Show the love.
And thank you for the fucking gift.
No, like, it just... I remember looking at him, and he was, like, just so, like, don't call the ambulance. He wanted to die there. Mm. And I remember I remember vividly screaming at him, like, no te vas a morir aquí. Like, no, like, you can't do this to my sister. You can't do this to my dad. Because right. my sister's the first-born mm-hmm. grandchild.
So they always have like a special connection with like their grandparents, bro.
Yes, yeah. And I was very involved with our grandparents. And I remember like screaming at him and calling the ambulance, and nothing prepares you like to do that. Like hearing someone like a 911 operator mm-hmm. and calling for your own family. Like I remember they were like, okay, what color is he turning? What medications is he on? And I remember like feeling so useless because my sister was so involved and she knew all of that. And that was the one day that she wasn't there.
Right.
You know? And I got desesperada. Like, I got impatient. I was like, fuck, like, what do I do? Like, you know? And I remember calling and them. I remember screaming at them because they were coming. They have to come up calmly, you know? They can't be, like,
right.
like mm-hmm. stupid and coming up running and stuff. So I remember screaming at them, like, come on. Like, he cannot fucking breathe. Like, what the... And I remember my dad coming up the stairs and I looked at him like... Like, I don't think, like, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, go to your room. I remember, like, standing behind my door and, like, listening to everything. I remember opening the door and then taking him. That was the last time I saw him alive. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it was really hard just because, like, he was the backbone of our family. Right. You know? And, like, he kept us all together and everything went to shit, like, after he died. Like, mm-hmm. it was just so bad. Like...
Like, in what ways?
Like, the house is probably, like, quiet, yeah. you know?
The house got quiet. My grandma didn't want to talk. Like, it went from being such a, like, happy household mm-hmm. to, like, just so bad. I remember, like, I had left doing acid. I didn't do it again. But I started getting into, like, wax and, like, just smoking so much. And, like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't to smoke to be happy anymore. It was just definitely trying to, like, drown my feelings away. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. Like, that's part of, like, not even just the acid trip that changed me. That made me the woman I am today. Because it was so hard to see, like, the male figure in my life, my dad, break like that. Because I've never seen my dad cry, ever. Like,
yeah, for like, real. Never. Like, a lot of Hispanic parents will... Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen... I think maybe once, but... It might
like,
have been a dream.
And it was so hard for me to see him at the funeral like that. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, it was just so hard. And I remember, like, looking at my sister. I was like, we cannot let this, like define us. Like, because mm-hmm. we were down so bad. My sister was down so bad. Like, all of us as a family, like, we were broken. Like, I remember there was a point where, like, I didn't want to post on social media. I didn't want to do anything. Like, I didn't want anybody knowing about my life. Like, I was just so private. And then... I got a job opportunity where I work now. And I remember my grandpa always telling me, like, yo no te quiero ver toda sucia. Yo te quiero ver, like, profesionista. Like, I want to mm-hmm. see you do good in life. I don't want you, because I used to work at a daycare. And I love it. Shout out daycare workers, because you guys are it. I remember he would always tell me, he's like, I know you come home tired all the time. Like, that's not, no. Like, and I worked obviously other jobs, like at Panda and stuff. And he always saw me doing that. And he was like, no, yo no te quiero ver así. And I remember when I got that job, I don't know, I felt like an epiphany. I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, this is how he wanted me. Like, I cannot go down from this, you know? I'm like, from here, we need to go up. Because he mm-hmm. would be rolling in his grave right now if he saw me, like, putting stuff in my body that I shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean? Right. Like, hell just trying to drown my feelings away. And that's not okay. And my parents, they were sad. And there was no reason for me to put, like, an extra weight on them when they already had the whole world crumbling on them. You know what I mean? Because I easily could have gone a different route and just became, like... Like, just
you're gonna spiral out of control, basically, like, gone further down.
Yeah,
and a lot of people, that happens to a hella people, bro. Yeah. Like, they lose their parents, they lose their, like, their kids or something. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a story not too long ago. It wasn't a story, it was like, big in the news, where there was a incident that happened at a school. I don't want to say it because then we're gonna restrict it. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers, like, she had a family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she had a husband and kids and shit. Well, like, the husband, like, he didn't take it well. Like, she perished, right? Mm-hmm. And the husband didn't take it well. And then I think within, like, 2 days, like, he died. Like, they ruled it, like, a heartbreak. Like, his heart gave out.
Oh,
like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people just handle, like, things differently. They'll collapse on themselves and implode. Or they'll, like, pick themselves up and be like, you know what? Like, for this reason is why I'm going to turn the fuck up and shit like that.
No, yeah. And... from there, I just started becoming like more like loving myself way more. Like I started posting myself way more. Like
that's what's up.
Like just becoming obsessed with me and becoming a better person. Not only just for me, but for my family. Like not my family, but my family. Like my husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was like, without him, like this doesn't work. Like you know what I mean? I'm like, and if I don't fix my shit and try to be a better person, then this is not, we're not gonna get anywhere like this. You know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This round of applause. Can you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yo, somebody said, and this is some kind words, bro. Yo, bro, I hope your dreams come true and your podcast will blow up one day and keep your chasing your goals. Yes. Yo, I appreciate y'all guys, bro, in the fucking chat.
Appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah, bro, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
I can't imagine like an immediate family member like dying because I haven't had that happened to me yet, and I just feel like I'm gonna like break down,
you
like
are.
Cry.
I'm sorry.
I used to live like with a different roommate, and the walls are thin. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for sure, but I think someone passed away for that person because they were just crying like a cry that you don't ever, you've never cried before. It's a different type of cry.
Right.
Like you're like yelling. You're like, I can't even do it because I, you know, I have
like in pain internally.
It's in pain. Like it's dead ass pain, and they're just crying. It's so loud for like a long ass time, and I'm like, damn, like. I can't imagine that happening to me.
Because the word grandpa doesn't define what they are. Like, I feel like these titles don't define what these people are in our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when that does happen, like, just have faith, Austin. You know what I mean? Like, don't spiral, you know? Right. Like, it's hard not to.
Yeah, dude. Because I, like, my mom, dude, like, if once, like, I can't even think about it. Good.
Don't even start, because that shit's
crazy.
If my
mom passed away, dude, like, my whole world, I'm just going to. Yeah. Bumble down, dude.
Yo, thank you guys for the fucking gifts. Yo, but like, it's actually like a good thing that you brought it up, like to like turn up and shit like that. You know, I think, you know, people should really find their motivation, really find their way of like how to build their brain to like, yo, let me want more for myself. Right. Let me fucking turn up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think a lot of people in general in life get like very complacent and very comfortable and shit. Like, you know, it's very easy. You know, if you're just surviving, getting day by day, like it's cool. But I genuinely like always encourage people to like look forward, look to the future. Like, bro, build some goals.
Yes.
Like, you know, everybody make sure that there's good people around you and shit that'll help you facilitate those goals and shit.
Yeah, even if you have to be alone for a little bit to find friends, do that.
Yeah, dude. I've changed all that shit completely. We're talking about like character development earlier. Dude, like I went from like being lit as fuck, going out, like life of the party shit to like, yo, I'm just in here. Like I don't post my private life. Like it's just being Austin. Anything
too.
Hell yeah. And anything we talk about, we talk about here. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's for like, you know, informational purposes and also entertainment purposes. You know what I'm saying? People fuck with that shit. Like they fuck with that shit heavy and shit like that. That's fucking awesome though. I appreciate you sharing that shit. That's really cool. Austin, what else we got? Oh, well, let me talk about a little bit about my life real quick. Let's change up the topic a little bit. Dude, so I've been kind of in a little predicament. I'm sure you guys have probably been in some sort of predicament like this where my wife is about to stop working for you know what I'm saying, for a couple months, you know, like, or for a while, you know.
Special guest.
Who the fuck is
Anna,
that
come meet your ass.
Who the fuck is that? So now it's time for me to turn up. I gotta like hold the weight of two people, right? You know, because we have a two income household and shit like that, you know. So when it comes to finances, you gotta be like on top of it, because then that shit, finances will crumble you for sure.
Man, I can weigh into that a little bit.
Hell yeah.
After our first son, you know, she was not working for 3 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say when you have a kid is when a lot more money starts to generate.
You're gonna make way more money.
Just a lot more opportunities.
Okay, hey, that's what
we
need. That's what we need.
That's all you need. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was tough, but there's always a way to figure out what to do. And luckily, you know, I'm in a position where I know people that can get me connected to other jobs, and that's how I keep my means going, you know? I always have a constant flow of money or opportunities that allows me to provide for my son and my wife.
Dude, you're going to make so much money. I'm telling you, these kids, I don't know what it is.
The
they
taxes.
Just naturally.
The taxes.
No, that is
nice.
No, but Anthony, on some real shit, like for real, I don't know how, but you are.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to, I know it's going to pop off.
Yeah,
you're
going to
make
that,
so,
hey,
much
so
money.
So,
by default. No, so, it's funny that y'all bring that up. I was talking to my dad about that. You know, he was like, dude, whenever, like, shit hits the fan, or, like, you know, if you have a kid or something happens in your life, mm-hmm. like it kicks in like a human instinct in you, mm-hmm. like to turn the fuck up, yeah. and shit like that. And like, I think like we were talking about that, like, dude, I think that's been like the most, since primal times and shit like that, you know, like back in the day, like that's why, you know, households were like, you know, the man works and shit like that, because right. that kicked into him. Like, that's what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, like, it's maybe a little different because of probably like social media and shit.
Right.
But so my predicament was that, right? So then I was like, okay, let me try to figure out some ways and shit like that. So I didn't tell you, but I do low voltage as well, mm-hmm. but I'm also a barber on the side, right?
Come
so.
Up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you. So I was like, okay, I was in a predicament. I was like, okay, cool. I think it's time now more than ever that I should probably try to take this to the next level and shit. So I was speaking to my wife. I was like, bro, like, what if I should go get like a chair at a barbershop and shit like that, you know? And so that is like kind of high risk, high reward, because like you pay like a you could say rent,
right?
Chair free, mm-hmm. booth rent. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays it's really high, you know, because haircuts are really expensive yes. nowadays, because the booth rent is very expensive.
Right.
It's like pushing like $200 a week.
Yeah. Damn.
A week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I'm adding on an $800 a month bill
yeah.
to what we have on top. You know, but I could bring in more as well. It's right. just you don't know. And that's in that kind of industry and that kind of business is also like a you don't know. Some weeks might be more, some weeks might be less.
Right.
So I was having that conversation with her and going through the dilemma of like, okay, should I do this shit? Like, and then you come to like times and shit where you know you get like a hit to your, I don't want to say ego, but like your confidence. You're like, well, fuck, am I good enough? Like, fuck, am I gonna actually do this? The pressure starts to like build up and shit. You're like, damn, like, am I gonna fuck us and shit like that? So
yeah.
I had to maneuver my way out of that. I had to be like, dude, okay, I gotta turn up. I can't be thinking about confidence issues right now. Right. I can't be thinking yeah. about like, you know, the worst case scenario and shit like that, dude. I'm a type of person, like, I've never thought about worst case scenarios. I've always thought, like, in my head, like, yo, this shit is gonna work out. I've yeah. never had a backup plan for anything.
Right.
Like, I go into something and I'm like, this is gonna work. I don't know nothing else.
Yeah.
And thankfully, like, till this day, it's happened like that. You know, right. anything that I ever pursued and shit like that, it's gone some kind of well. Yeah, I was in that dilemma of, like, you know, confidence, but I've decided, like, yo, I'm gonna end up figuring it out. I haven't came to, like, a decision yet, but, like, I'm gonna end up figuring it out because, like, we were just talking about, like, I want to turn up. I want to figure out a way to, you know, make more money. Make sure that. So the ultimate thing is I got this like feeling, like this fire lit up inside me mm-hmm. where I want her to be here and like
yes.
be good.
Yes. Yeah. That's
like this is like, so how you talked about like how you really care for him and mm-hmm. thought about him and thought like now, like I like. The shades came the fuck off. I'm like, oh, shit. I care about you.
Yes.
Or you care about them to another extent.
Yes.
You're like, fuck, I want you to be good. Like, I actually, like, I'll take the fucking hit, but, like, to be good. I think that's just, like, a man fucking instinct.
Man,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. I never really believed in shit like that
yeah.
before. I was more woke. But I never really believed in shit like that. Like, the man instinct and shit like that until, like, you actually live it and you're like, holy fuck, it's actually true. Like, you know, yeah. shit like that actually happens and shit.
Yeah.
When y'all first had your kid, you know, what kind of things were you feeling? You know, were you scared at first?
Well, like, yeah, when I found out we were pregnant, I was...
Was it on purpose or was it an accident?
You're real for that.
He did come a year after my grandpa died. So I was praying for a boy. Like, I was like, if it's a boy, it's definitely reincarnation of him. And he mm-hmm. looks exactly like him. It was just crazy. Because I look like my grandpa.
You so. Look like your grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like...
He's a beautiful man.
But now, yeah, we were 20, 21 when we got pregnant. And I mean, you know, I'm still at that age. You're still a kid,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't matured enough.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of just things going through my mind. If I'm gonna be a good dad, if I'm gonna yeah. be able to provide, you know, how the living situation is gonna end up. But at the end of the day, you know, I just talk to my parents, her parents, people I know who have kids, and they tell me like, no, it's gonna be all right. You'll always find a way.
Yeah.
To provide or. To make ends meet, there always is a solution to everything. And I just stuck with that. And to this day, I mean, you know, whether we're in a bad situation or not, I know something good is coming.
Hell yeah, that's what's yeah. up. And like, you know, raising them and everything like that, how's that been? Like, you know, did y'all have like conversations? Like, did y'all have like that, like, I wouldn't say like an awkward conversation, but y'all had to have a conversation like, hey, like, can, like you do this? Like, can you help me with this? Or like, what kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? So how did y'all situate that?
Yeah, so he actually helps me out a lot. I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, like, even more than he should sometimes. I mean, I say that because I feel like I'm, like, very old-fashioned, like, where, like, the woman does everything.
Yeah, that's coming from, like, an old-fashioned way of thinking. But the way I think about it is, he's my kid, too. You know?
Yeah.
I have part to do with it, too.
Yeah, so you're the dad.
It's not like I'm going to just let her do it.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, you know, we have to change his diaper. I'm in the middle of something, and, like, you know, my mom's around. He's like, why is he doing it? Like, why is he changing his diaper? And I'm like, well,
that's his dad.
I didn't make it by myself. So there's, like, situations like that where it's, like, the older generation, like, I do feel a little guilty sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, no, like, he's such, like, a wonderful partner that helps me out with everything. I'm talking about, like, whether it's diaper changes or whether it's he's sick and wakes up in the middle of the night and gives him the medicine. Like, those are the type of things that a lot of, like, moms will do. And he'll let me sleep, like, you know, and, like, which is crazy because, like I said, like, in this day and age, like, a lot of guys don't like to help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just feel really blessed in that sense. Like, he does help me out a lot, like, a lot.
Yeah, and I'm aspiring to be like that as well. So, you know what I'm saying?
Because,
like, I don't want to be that guy that's like, ah, this motherfucker didn't help and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and they, and in a way, like, a woman becomes kind of resentful when if you don't.
Dude,
you know
what I mean? Yeah.
There tends to be, like, that, like, tension there. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know why you don't like your partner, but it's definitely because they're not helping. Because this is overwhelming. Like, a kid is not a toy. Like, a kid is not. And I feel like a lot of young people, especially, like, the younger audience, like, look at it like that. Like, I'm only letting you see what you see. Like, behind closed doors, this shit is hard.
It's a mess.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
house is a mess.
Yeah, it's like, I need to clean up these toys. Like, you know?
Now, talk to me about, like, what postpartum was like, dude. Because I feel like we haven't had anybody really dive deep into, like, something like that.
Yeah, so postpartum for me was insane. Just because, like you get in your mind a lot and your hormones are everywhere. Like, everything's just out of place. Like, you're not who you were when you were pregnant or before you were pregnant. Like, you definitely change. I remember just being so, like, resentful towards my man just because, like, I'm like, fuck, like, I have to do all of this. And I felt like a time clock in my head because he was only, like, allowed to be out of work for, like, a week. So I only had help for, like, a week. And I remember, like, I was like, I could feel the time going down. I remember, like, I started getting stressed.
Yeah,
and
you're just, like,
going
anxious.
Off. Yeah. And then I went, like, off on him to the point where my mom had to get involved, you know? Like, she's like, hey, like, calm down. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, ah, like, they're just, you're just so irritated, you know? And I feel like from there, like, I didn't like myself because, you know, postpartum, like, your stomach is different, like, your body
physically,
is different, you know?
And I've heard that a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, girls, like, especially because, so you started acting that way because your hormones, like, are everywhere. They're trying to regulate again. So your body is changing while also changing physically.
Yes.
So it turns you a different person. So, like, I've heard other people, like, say that, like, you know, they get very sad when they look in the mirror and they're like, fuck, like, what?
Like, you're like, the light in my eyes has gone away. Like, that's how I felt. I'm like, dude, like, I don't shine like how I used to.
Yeah, like, it seems like you're never going to go back to what you were like. Yeah.
And then I'm like, my body, like, fuck. Especially because, like, I came from playing soccer for so long. Like, it was just very, very humbling for me. Mm-hmm. And I come from a family where my mom is really, like, particular on weight, you know?
Oh, so she'll flame your ass?
Yes.
Bro, a lot of Hispanic parents are like that, bro. We just had, shout out Leslie, bro. Dude, I saw a mom flame her daughter. I don't want to repeat what she said, but she said,
it's
like,
so
yo, you
mean.
Have not recovered, is what she said.
Yeah.
And it's been like half a year.
And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, like, you get so involved with your child, like, it's hard to, like, care for yourself. Like, you want to make, because especially the first few months, like, you want to make sure, like, they're, like, living, because those are the first few months are scary. Like, like, are you breathing okay? Are you sleeping through the night fine? Like, are you eating enough?
Like, and then bro's just chilling. Like,
yeah, he's fine. Like, he's fine, but you forget about yourself, you know. And the one thing my mom, she would always get on me, she's like, fajate, fajate, fajate. And I'm
dude,
like,
if Jackie,
like,
was here, bro, she'd be like, hell yeah. Did she already order that shit, bro?
No,
that shit's in the mail right
thing.
Now
it's the best thing. Now I'm used to it because before something I was using it constantly, but when I had my son, I didn't use it because I was like, fuck, this shit hurts. Like, it's, like, tight. And I could feel legit all my organs moving back into place. Like, my rib cage would hurt.
That's
like,
insane.
Yes, because everything moves up. You know, when you're pregnant, everything comes up. So I remember, like, when I would put my faja on, it would hurt so bad. Like, I could feel my rib cage like shifting in a way. And I remember I told my mom, I'm like, fuck that faja. Like, that shit hurts. Like, I can't. Until, like, I started, like, okay, shit. Like, if I don't put this shit on, like, I'm going to be fat forever. Like, no, thank you, you know? And just in general, like, me puse las pilas because of her. Because she's, like, my biggest bully. Like,
so she bullied you into turning the fuck up. Okay, so sometimes it works.
Cause he sees it.
Yeah. That's funny.
Because he sees it. He, like, you know, sometimes he'll be like, hey, yo, like, calm the fuck down. Like, she's still postpartum. Like, calm down, yeah. You know?
And sometimes you really do.
But you do
check
need to hear
like
that, though.
That.
You do need to hear that, though, sometimes. Yeah. Like, don't be...
some people can't handle it, bro.
No.
Some people can't handle, like... getting told that kind of stuff and shit like that. But I like, to your credit, like, you do gotta like check some people sometimes, because like they might be like pushing it, like, yo, chill, like, give them a break, like, you know,
because he'll let it, like, he'll let it, like, let her, like, you know, opinionate. But if it goes like to a point where I'm getting like, I'm starting to get mad, he'll be like, all right, like, get out, like, there's no reason for you to come in here and start that shit. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that, because it's different when it comes from somebody else's mouth, that she's like, oh shit, like, I am crossing a line, you know, because I am her kid. So she's like, okay, anyways, like, you're fine, you can take it. But when he gets involved, she's like, okay, so it is affecting her. Let me chill, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, so I do appreciate when he does stand up for me in that sense, because, like, again, postpartum is hard. It's so hard.
And I feel like, you know, when you have a baby, all eyes are on the baby, and they don't check on, you know, the mom.
Yo,
they don't check on the mom. They just real check on the baby. Like, hey, here's the baby. And no one gives a fuck about the mom, you know what I'm saying? So you got to check on your pregnant friends. Please. Check on them. Make sure they're doing okay.
Did you feel, like, depression and shit like that? Like, that kind of stuff, or no?
Just a little bit. Just, like, the first 2 months. Just because, like I said, my mom was on my ass. She's like, go outside. Go do something. Like, get, don't be in this house. Like, go walk with the baby. Like, you being in here is not going to help you. You know what I mean? Like, clear your mind. And I remember, like, in the moment, I was like, oh, like, get off my ass. You know, but, like, looking back, I'm like, damn, like, that really did help. Because I see other people, it's way worse. Like, they get very, like, in their head about, like, just everything. Like, am I a good mom? Am I even enough? Does my man still love me? Like, thankfully, I didn't feel like that, because he always reassured me, like, dude, you're black. Like, you have to go through this. It's okay. Like,
yeah, it's natural.
Yeah, thankfully, like, he just did not make me feel like, okay, like, ew. Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's a major part. You need to have, like, a support system that doesn't care so much about that type of shit. Because there's a lot of, it's sad, but a lot of guys, like, when their women get pregnant, like, they get so mean. Like,
Oh, they start cheating, brother. These Gwinnett men, not us.
No.
I'm already struggling with the ladies.
Don't make it even harder for you.
How does it feel, though? Like, your stomach, like, does it, is it?
It feels, okay.
Like, what is it? Like, try to,
like, after having a baby, it feels like a deflated balloon, like a disinflated balloon. Like, you just feel like,
you know, like, what's funny? So I thought when you give birth, like, your stomach just automatically goes back down. Like,
I thought the same.
I never thought that.
I think my sister, she was like still, and I was like, you're pregnant again? What's going on? like, why
there's another one in there?
Yeah, like,
squeeze.
I just thought, like, it goes back to, like, what it was.
And it's sad, because that's how, like, I thought too. I was like, fuck, like, when the second I have this baby, I'm gonna bounce back. Yeah. Like, you know, no, it is really humbling. But at the same time, so you want to tell him what you said when I had the baby? He literally didn't say, oh, like, oh my God, the baby. No, he didn't say any of that. What'd you say?
I can't remember.
Remember when I had the baby, you were like, you pointed, the first thing you did was point at my stomach.
Oh, that it went down.
Yeah. he was like, look.
Because for the longest, you know, she felt quote unquote fat, but I would tell her, you're just pregnant. Like, you're not fat, you're just pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I told her, it's just the baby. That's your stomach is all baby. As soon as he popped out, I was like, there you go. It was literally all
was
baby.
He was 8 and almost 9-pound baby. Like, he was thick and, like, long. And I was like,
oh, hey, man, we got something coming.
No, but he was just such a big baby. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel kind of better. Because I'm like,
yo, Austin was talking about his sister. She's in the chat,
yo,
bro.
Shout out to you.
Yo, I heard that. She said, leave my fupa alone. What's a fupa?
That's what that's called?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yo, that's shout funny. Out Leslie shout in the out. Chat, bro.
Sorry. How's South Korea? I lost my train of thought, but
Somebody else go.
I was gonna say that, but I fucking forgot, dude.
Fucking funny. Leslie, always in my shit. Get out of here.
Mom pouch. Yeah.
The mom pouch.
And okay. It's so hard to lose. Oh my God, the mom pouch. Like, you can definitely get into the gym. Like, you lose, like, facial weight and you lose, like, right here. But, like, that little pouch where you carried your baby, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, you could do, like, all these extras, like, deep loading, like, taking all these vitamins to deep bloat yourself. But just like where you carry the baby, it's just like you're like a, what is it, a kangaroo. Like, that's literally the right. Couch where you carried something, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you're a guy and you still care about that type of shit, like, grow up.
Yeah, for real. Austin, yeah. What else we got, brother?
I you feel got like GC, tried your shit, and then you got Am I the Asshole.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I have it on my phone, but rest in peace. Yo, we were talking about work before the podcast started, mm-hmm. Brother. Yo, listen, brother. And he mistaked you for a GC, but.
Yeah.
Yo, so listen, I had a fucking instance with a GC the other day. And let me tell y'all, I stood my fucking ground, son.
You got
so to. I was on a, I'm a lead for my construction site, like my
crew.
Yeah, crew, I guess you can say, right?
Yeah.
So I have to be in direct contact with like the GCs of the like whole project and shit like that, right? So I had to test my work. I don't want to put it out there what the fuck I do, but I had to test my work, right? And they were like, I was walking out. I was on. Okay, so let me take it back. Mm-hmm. It was the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. I was walking out. I had my AirPod in my ear, which you can't have, by the way, on a construction site. But I thought nobody was around me because, oh, it's time to go and shit like that. I was talking to my brother. Boom, boom, boom. We were talking about random shit. And then I see the GC right there. Now, it's a one-way street, bro. I cannot avoid him. I have to go past him to leave. And I can't just... He already saw me. Mm-hmm. So he's even walking towards him. His eyes are fucking locked on me. So I was like, whatever, bro. I'm going to just keep my head down and just try to walk right past like nothing ever happened. And he calls me over. He's like, yo, come over here. I'm like, fuck, rest in peace. And then he's like, yo, why haven't you tested anything like that? I think that the AirPod pissed him off. So he wanted to kind of like get on me. Kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like big man me real quick. He's like, yo, why haven't you tested anything yet? Like, coming like strong and shit like that. I'm like, holy fuck. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, I couldn't hear him because my brother was talking, by the way. So I was like, wait, what? Like, I kind of stuttered a little bit. He's like, what?
You know, he did that. Oh, no.
So I turned up. I was let me turn the fuck up.
They're all like that, bro.
Here we go. Before we get into this, Leslie said top secret, eat fiber to keep the stomach flat and eat protein to keep the ass fat. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, son.
She's professional. She's got three.
Period. Period. Yo, let me know.
So listen, I was like, okay. Now I see what we're doing. So I got the AirPod, put that bitch in my pocket. I'm like, all right, I'm in sports mode now. Let's go. So I was like, okay, I haven't done that because they had to fix something in order for any of my things to work. Mm-hmm. Now they've been slacking on it. I had been like telling them about that shit, and
like
they had
somebody else, like another company.
Them, the GCs. Were in charge of like you.
Fucking up. Yeah.
So this is, no, I said it that exact same way. He got sassy with me. I got sassy back. I can't out sassy anybody. Yeah. I was like, well, I haven't tested. I did it like that. Well, I haven't tested because I texted him, like his like assistant, whatever, that I needed this done. 3 weeks ago, I was like, so I haven't been able to test. When y'all get that done, I'll get this done tomorrow. I said it like that. So as soon as he saw me stand on business, right, his demeanor tone changed completely, bro. It's all okay.
Was
like, you know, huh?
They all are. Come on.
So he's like, oh, okay. Like, I see. He like dumbed it down like completely because he knew that he was completely in the right. Like, he had no cards to play. He was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, I get that. I was like, and I need this and this, by the way. And then he was like, okay, yeah, well, like, we'll get that done. Like, you know, is that all you need? I was like, yeah, that's all I need. And he's like, okay, cool. He dumbed it down completely.
It's because he saw, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's just stand on business. Mm-hmm. We had another instance, like, in another previous episode where I stood on business and everything changes. Like,
yeah, you have
I'm telling
to.
You, yeah, you have to stand on business because, like, then people respect you. He actually gained respect from me. Like, by me kind of low-key not showing him respect, if that makes sense. Because I could have been like, no, sir. I could have, like, you know, like, let him out alpha me. But he saw that I wasn't going to do that. So he was, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or,
most of those GCs are just on, like, that
power trip. That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. Once people become, like, get into a position where they hold some kind of, like,
authority.
There we go. Yeah. They abuse it, and it makes them feel good. Feeds the ego and shit like that, bro. Nah. You gotta, like, I hate that kind of shit, bro.
No, yeah.
What if you're in the wrong, though? And how do you stand on business? If you're like, what if you were didn't do your
job? So you say like double down type
double
shit?
Down. Do you double down or are you?
I'm like, the ultimate bullshitter, bro. Okay. I just bullshit my way out of it. You know what I'm saying? Lie a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you could also go the like, you know, good route and be like, yo, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, I actually have not gone to that, but that's not me, bro. I bullshit my way out of that. What about you, Austin? I know you've encountered shit like this.
Actually, my coworker, we're supposed to badge in, right? Through the turnstiles every morning, you know? We don't do that. We just drive by with our van. And we got in trouble. And they were like, wait.
What is trouble for y'all?
You get kicked just off the site. Or like,
but like just told off. Or like, told you to go home or what?
Oh, yeah, you can go home, like, unpaid. Stuff like that.
Shit.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're supposed to badge in every morning, and we don't. We got in trouble. And then we started badging in. And then, but they keep reminding us, like, yo, make sure you badge in. Make sure you badge in. And then one time, my coworker, because he's the one driving, he's the one. And they told him, like, yo, make sure you badge in. And and he's like, yeah, I do every morning. You don't have to keep telling me that.
Oh.
I was like, damn. I was like, yo, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. Let him know. Not for real. Like, I don't know what it is, but they just, like, I hate them, bro. I hate GCs all the time, bro. I fucking hate them. And I hate that we have to get keys from them to open the closets. Like, just give us the keys, bro. We're the ones in the closets. We should have the keys.
Yeah. But
what does N85 stand for? Nothing, bro. Yo, thank you for the thank you for the gift, brother. Yo. My brother's in the chat.
That's insane.
What was I going to say? Dude, when you become... Okay, so we were talking about power tripping and shit like that. Becoming like a lead, you know, or running like a crew or some shit. Like, I've learned that like you really have to learn communication skills and how to properly not get like fucking tilted, bro. Because there's sometimes you work with some dumbasses, right? They can't do their fucking job, right? But like... That could make you spiral out of control and shit and, like, make you crash out. But you actually have to become, like, calm and, like, have good problem-solving skills even under stress and shit like that. I've learned a lot of that shit, like, in the past, like, 2 years, bro. Like, because at first, I started, like, bringing that shit home almost. Ugh. I would come home and I'd be stressed and I'd be like, bro, this fucking sucks. Like, you know, it affect your normal life. You know, you didn't... You know, whenever you work, you're supposed to leave the work at work. But, like, I brought that shit home and shit. But, like, we actually, on our job, we have, like, you know, training and shit like that. Like, communication skills training and, like...
Do y'all warm up? Are y'all like, that type of company?
Nah, not me. No, but sometimes the GCs, they make you stretch and shit. Like, I remember you're doing fucking jumpy jacks at fucking 6 in the a.m., bro. It's fucking 32 degrees outside, bro. Yeah, got me out here.
Bend down, touch your toes. I'm not bending down, bro. It's too cold.
Dude, did you 5 squats? Let's go.
Yeah, 5 squats. Let's go. And I'm just like, bro.
Yeah, you gotta have. I just pretend to tie my shoe, bro.
Anthony, to be honest, though, like looking at my dad, because they don't do that, but I feel like low key, y'all should, though.
Stretch. For sure.
Because you guys are like bent in different angles, like all day, or going, lifting your arms up in different ways. And I feel like that gets to you after a while.
Yeah,
you know, going to the chiropractor when you're 30, like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure y'all be on ladders, too, and all that.
Yeah, ladders, bro. Like, I actually have back problems, brother.
Y'all need to go to a chiropractor.
Need my shit cracked, son.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to everybody in the fucking chat. Make sure y'all go subscribe.
There's some grown ass men, immature as fuck on the job site, bro. Dude. So you know how like we squat, like the stretch and flex is what they call it.
Oh, did they hit
so
that?
They squat. Squat and they're like,
I'm like, bro. Like, you'd be surprised.
They got motherfuckers
laughing, bro. That shit be having me dead.
You the type of motherfucker that laugh about that.
I'm the immature one, bro. It was me. No, I was kidding. Nah, dude. But, and the thing is, they be Ryan, the fucking Porter John, bro. Like, they be. It's just so racist, so unnecessary.
Oh, brother,
like,
those porta johns, right? Yo, the porta potties, you gotta be fucking. That shit is like an MW2 lobby, brother.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking insane, bro.
That's a safe space, I guess, to be racist. No one says
so. We at our job site, they're so strict, like so unbelievably strict that like you cannot write a single thing on the like any wall, or they'll kick everybody off site for a week.
Oh,
everybody
shit.
For one Damn. Person's thing. So they had that happen recently and shit like that, right?
And you said it was like residential, right? That they're
So us
commercial.
Commercial.
Yeah, commercial. Oh, okay. Ours is in a hospital.
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, I mean that makes sense though. I mean
but,
it is
but it's the portage on
right in erase shit at a residential.
Homeowner coming like what the fuck?
Yo, fuck the HOA.
That's but the owner of this house, like,
I hope you see this one day.
That's crazy. No, residential is crazy.
And then, like, Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We were in a meeting, right? Because they kicked us off site for a week, everybody. And then so we were having a meeting with my PM, right? He was like, man, like, that's fucking insane that, like, they kicked everybody out just for one person writing one thing in a porta potty. And then, like, one of my white coworkers, he was like, I know, right? He's like, that's my safe space to be racist. Like, bro, that shit had everybody dead, bro. All the black guys turn around like, bro, that's just fucking hilarious, bro. All right. That's it.
I think that was it.
Right? That shit zooms by.
Yes. Quick,
right? I'm telling you, dude. Like, once you get, like, the nerves and the jitters out, like, you just have a good time. Like, just interact with people and have, like, a good time. Yo, if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure y'all subscribe at N85 Podcast on YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star on there.
Follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug all your shit.
But follow me on TikTok at Gisella Rajo. And follow me on Instagram at XO.GISS. I didn't want to say it because you were going to get on me.
Nah, that's all good. Anything else? Anything y'all want to plug? That's it?
If y'all want any remodel work done at your house, I do anything. S&M Construction. Just text me 404-422-1460.
Oh, brother. I don't know if I would have put my number on there. No, there's some trolls on here. I'm going to beep it out. There's trolls on here, bro. Yo, so thank y'all guys. And peace out. We'll see y'all next week.
Later.